You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
Hello, welcome. It's the latest Active Together podcast with me, Sam Lloyd. And today we're going to find out more about a swimming club in Haringey for disabled and non-disabled people to take part in swimming activities together. It's another initiative fully supported by GOGA, Get Out, Get Active. So to find out more about We Swim, I'm thrilled to be joined by Laura Clark and Dave Jones. Hi guys, how are you doing? You all right?
Hello, yeah, good, thank you.
Yes, very well, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us on our latest podcast. Laura, if I can start with you, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with We Swim in the first place.
I'm 42. I got MS. I was diagnosed when I was 30. And I work part-time. I'm a health advisor and a nurse at a sexual health clinic in East London. And as my disease, my MS, has progressed, I've found it harder to be motivated to do things because I'm just tired all the time. And the more tired you get, then you do less, and then it's just like a vicious cycle. So it's really annoying. But I've always liked swimming. I used to go to swimming club when I was a child. My dad got me into swimming. I used to swim for the local club. So I always swam. I mean, I'm not great, but fine. Always enjoyed it. And then as it's getting harder and harder, I decided what I'll do is just look at more things to get me into swimming. And I just happened to be looking at disabled swimming, which I don't know if I ever looked at before, but that word disabled opened up loads into it. So I found We Swim, the We Swim Club for disabled people. And it's fantastic. That was like October 22.
You haven't looked back?
No, not at all. It's brilliant.
When you obviously had the diagnosis, and of course, as you've kind of alluded to, fatigue, extreme fatigue and tiredness is certainly an element. How hard was that for you, obviously, mentally and physically, to kind of think, right, how am I going to try and combat this, or what do I need to do? But that initial diagnosis, was that pretty tough?
Yeah, it was really hard, but I didn't really know much about it at all. So instead of Googling my health, I thought I'd listen to everybody around me, and they were like, well, you know, you could be okay with this, and this is how you manage it. So I kind of accepted it, but probably should have done a bit more research myself, like being about the active side. I think that was incredibly important, which I didn't really comprehend, I don't think, until I started to go a bit more downhill.
And of course, you know, swimming, you mentioned that you obviously used to swim as a child, but there are so many great aspects of swimming, isn't there, to try and maintain or stay active?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just even getting into the pool, you feel just weightless. It's fantastic. You can do way more in the pool than you can do on land. Well, I can do way more. Well, everyone can, but, you know, it's really, really... It's very welcoming, the water.
It is. It's cathartic. I think it's really cathartic, isn't it? Dave, let's bring you into the chat here, because I want to find out much more about We Swim. But something I mentioned in my intro, it's very much about disabled and non-disabled people participating together. So when obviously you started, because you're obviously Laura's partner, when you embarked on We Swim, could you already see quite early on the benefits, not only kind of doing something as a couple together, but also the physical and mental element for Laura?
Definitely. I mean, going to We Swim Weekly has had a massive impact on Laura's physical and mental well-being. I mean, Laura was a bit uneasy about going swimming before We Swim, but now I can see she's a lot happier, a lot more confident. She has a smile on her face and absolutely loves being part of such an amazing group of people that form We Swim.
And Laura, just give us a little bit more about information about this fantastic club called We Swim, the kind of members and who's involved and the kind of process. Is it kind of a weekly get together? How does it work?
Yeah, it's weekly if you want to do it weekly. It involves swimmers, disabled swimmers, and volunteers. And volunteers are fantastic. The swimmers are fantastic. It's like a little community. We often refer to us as like a little family because it's really nice. Like everyone really supports each other. You're catching up with each other. You meet beforehand, have a little chat, meet afterwards, have a chat and a biscuit if you want. and everyone just gets supported. So you get supported to access the pool. So there's hoists and stuff, or people help you get in the pool. And in the pool as well, if you need a volunteer to support you, you can have a volunteer to support you. And it's always like, what do you want to do? What have you been up to? What have you been doing recently? And then try and progress. And just, it's always really good fun, no matter what.
And Dave, I guess it's pretty inclusive. Are there individuals of all ages and disabilities who are obviously part of it?
Yes, there are. I mean, it's really a mixed group. So you've got all different generations, maybe not very small. I guess you do, but no, it's all generations.
18 up.
18 up, yeah. I've volunteered a couple of times. So I've been swimming with Laura in the pool with the other swimmers. And I can't tell you the kind of the thrill that it gives you to talk to them and to see how brave they are to achieve something with such disability to get into the water and do exercise. I mean, it's amazing that you can get there, get into the pool and do something like that. And the club is just such an amazing addition to Laura's week that I can't imagine what it would be like without it, really.
Yeah, it's obviously become such an integral part of your element of being active, Laura, but there's so many different attributes to this in terms of benefits, right?
I mean, the social side of it is really good. The volunteers and the swimmers alike, you look forward to seeing them weekly. They're all really, really good, really good chats and just fun. And getting out the house is incredibly important as well. So that's really good for the mental health anyway. And physical activity is good for your mental and physical health. So it's all really good.
And I guess it's kind of breaking down those barriers of obstacles, because first of all, it's a pool space that you have in terms of accessibility. But also, I guess it's creating a very, very kind of safe and welcoming environment. And I'm getting the vibe from you both. That's there in spades, right?
Because I always swam growing up and I was a bit nervous about swimming as my physical mobility got worse. So finding this group made me feel more confident to go back in. And, you know, just knowing where you can leave your sticks at the side of the pool, and you know you'll be able to get to the pool safely. And any troubles, if you run into trouble getting out the pool, you'd be helped. You know, it's all really nice. And it's really, really inclusive. It really is. It's lovely.
Dave, I know you're looking at what's kind of a year and a half since obviously Laura started with We Swim. Can you, as a partner, give me a bit of a candid insight and how you've seen her kind of progress and develop because of this, shall we say, facility and also the benefits of swimming?
I mean, it's definitely encouraged Laura to be more active. Like, and swim together is great fun and good exercise. And the nice thing about We Swim, it's got the right attitude towards caring and understanding the needs of their swimmers. So outside of swimming, I feel like we're going out more. We're going to the cinema, you know, shopping at the supermarket together, going to restaurants. And also Laura wants to come out and walk the dog with me. So, you know, a lot more often in the marshes. So it's definitely seen like that we're being active together a lot more from Laura going to We Swim. So,
and I guess, Laura, it's okay, you're living with MS, but it's in a sense fighting it and still always striving to have a really good quality of life. And I guess We Swim has become the foundations, as Dave alluded to have confidence to do other physical activity. Would that be fair?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I've signed up to a personal trainer this week, in fact, which I wouldn't have bothered doing before. I've done bits here and there, but this one, yeah, I've got, you know, and I'm going to the physio. You know, you can see like there's a bit more hope, and like rather than it all being deterioration, you can like stave it off a bit longer because we're all getting older, right? So
we are indeed. We are indeed. Yeah. And what's the structure like of the sessions? Are you kind of free to do what you want to do as much or as little as you'd like to do in that kind of time?
It's really nice. You meet beforehand, have a quick chat, then you all get changed, meet poolside, go in the water. You're paired up a volunteer if you need a volunteer, or you can swim on your own if you prefer swimming independently. And if you're with a volunteer, they'll ask you what you've been doing recently and what do you want to do that day. So it is very much day specific because with everything, but especially with a disability, you might be that knackered that day and you were fine the week before. So it's just about just seeing where you are today and what do you want to do. And then you can have a chat with everybody as well. It's lovely.
Dave, it feels very much the way you guys are talking about, like a completely safe haven. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. It's a real community. It's lovely. It really is lovely.
It's a very happy place. You know, you can see that people are happy going there and they're even happier when they leave. So, yeah.
You mentioned volunteers. We have to talk about volunteers in all aspects of life, isn't it? You know, volunteers are the unsung heroes and they're obviously pivotal to this kind of club in terms of We Swim. And I gather you've since become a volunteer, Laura. Is that right? How did that come about?
Yeah, because I think because I can swim and I can access a pool, I've felt like, look, I should be helping as well because I can do this. I just struggled. So, Tash encouraged me to become a volunteer as well. I'm basically like a bit of a float volunteer. So I'm there. If they need an extra volunteer, I'll do it. But realistically, I just swim about and chat to people.
Well, sometimes that's all people need, right? It's that kind of social interaction and engagement, which volunteer can manifest itself in so many different ways in terms of definition. So even if you say you float, maybe that's all people need is a little chat, right? Is Tash instrumental? Tell me a little bit about Tash. Is she instrumental to the We Swim?
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's basically the head of We Swim. Her and Dana, like the heads. She was the first person I spoke to when I called up about it, or she called me. I think I had sent I filled out an online form and she rang me. And I was like, I don't know whether it's for me. She said, yeah, come along and see. And she's really encouraging. And she encouraged me to do, there's a swimming gala once a year, which is in Pimlico, hosted by the Pimlico Puffins. And it's, honestly, I almost cried when I went. It was just so lovely. Really was just so nice. And David came, and my sister came down to watch me in the swimming galas that I hadn't done since I was 13. And she's very encouraging and she's wonderful. She really is. She really is wonderful. I mean, they're all wonderful. They really are.
You must feel you're constantly making huge strides through this. I mean, Dave, we've got to talk about the gala. I mean, not only emotional for Laura to actually take part, I bet you felt like you regressed when you were 13 years of age again, right, in school.
It's very much trying to hit the times. So before you do the gala, I believe you do some trial times runs. So if you could swim a length, you would see how long it would take you to swim that. And then you try and replicate it exactly the same speed. And that would be your goal. So everyone has timed intervals. So if you're slightly slower or slightly quicker, they time you so that you all kind of finish roughly at the same time, which makes it very exciting for the viewer to watch. And of course, I think, Laura, you just got so excited that you swam a little bit faster, didn't you?
I did. But,
did the competitive edge come out, right?
Yeah. But did a gold star dive, didn't you, in the diving?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't done a dive for probably about 20 years. And I did the dive in the diving competition and won. That was the first year. I didn't win anything this year. But
yeah, was great. And then all the medals were handed out by the Mayor of Westminster. So you got to meet the Mayor of Westminster at the same time as well. So that was exciting.
It's really nice. It really is lovely.
I mean, already just there are so many elements of this that it's resonating with me. Just to see your face light up, Laura, and what We Swim means to you, but also to have to be able to do something socially with your partner, Dave. I mean, that's got to be an added bonus that, you know, weekly you can say, right, we're going swimming today. And that element must be so nice as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. It really is great. I couldn't speak highly enough. It's honestly that the volunteers and the swimmers are all great. It really is like a little swimming family. It's lovely. It really is.
And I guess it's really for somebody who can speak totally from the heart and from personal experience, what GOGA, Get Out, Get Active have done in terms of supporting this. We need more of these kind of clubs, don't we?
I'm absolutely ecstatic that it exists. It's really, really made a massive difference.
Okay, I'm going to pose this question to both of you. I'm going to start with Dave. From a kind of, in a lovely way, bystander and seeing the kind of effect that it's had on Laura, anyone watching or listening to this podcast, what advice would you give to anyone thinking of embarking or getting involved, who perhaps is lacking a little bit of, shall we say, confidence to make that first step and go to that first session? What would you say?
I guess it's tricky, but I think the first thing is, you know, not to give up on doing what you want to achieve. I mean, you can be shown the door, but you've got to walk through it yourself, really. So not giving up, trying to do exercise and hopefully meeting lovely people along the way, you know, and that really helps is if there's a group of you there. And if you do take a class, it's obviously a lot more exciting doing it with other people than it is just doing it by yourself. Join a class, I'd say, is the first thing, and meet people, and hopefully then you can get fit at the same time as well. So it's all win-win-win, really. So that's the only advice I can give is don't give up. Always keep on looking for things that might be attractive to you and give it a go.
Okay, well, we'll pass it on to you now, Laura. We've already kind of taken note of the incredible impact this kind of club and initiative has had on you. But give words of wisdom now to anyone watching or listening to kind of, what would you say to anyone thinking, this could be something for me, but I'm lacking a bit of confidence, or how do I go about it? What would you say, speaking from your own personal experience?
I guess I know that it's scary, because it's scary doing anything new and not knowing the layout of places and how you're going to be able to do things. But this is such a supportive club. Honestly, everybody is lovely. Do it. Just fill out the form. You'll get the call. You can come along.
And hopefully anyone watching or listening has a partner or a relative who's just as supportive as Dave, who clearly is very, very much kind of team Laura to make these events happen, right? Okay, so we all know the kind of mental, the social, the kind of physical advantages. I'm going to put you on the spot now, both of you. What, in your kind of context, what do you think the term being active together means?
Yeah, it's. I think for me, it's encouraging me to do stuff and then doing it. So like I'm a bit demotivated this is why it's taken me ages. I contemplate everything forever. But doing it together is saying, let's do this, you know, and we're doing that more now, as in just going out with the blooming dog, you know, it's really nice. Like, we do more things together because I'm doing We Swim, and We Swim is such an amazing community. It really is.
I mean, all I could think that was going through my head was, you know, just have fun, you know, and be happy. And I guess, you know, being active together means that we're having more fun together and we're happier together.
And your journey, Laura, to this point in time, if you could assess it, just reiterate again and emphasize the impact We Swim has had on you and your life, but also your lives as a couple.
I mean, before We Swim, I was just constantly looking for ways to stay active and do things. And I just, you see all the classes and everything, and you think, oh, I guess I could try that, but you're too scared. And then you just think, well, you know, I'm disabled, I'm not going to be able to do that. And finding WeSwim is so encouraging. It really is such a nice community. Everybody is honestly lovely. And it encourages me to go, even if I think, oh, gosh, I'm tired today. I'll think, well, do you know what? Everyone else is going to go. And I'll go.
And I think it's amazing to hear that even those down days, and I'm sure, Dave, you see it, you know, when Laura's kind of struggling with the fatigue and the tiredness, because of the joy that WeSwim brings, she's thinking, nope, come on, get up and go. We're going to go, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen, I totally appreciate the both of you having a chat with me today. WeSwim sounds like an amazing, amazing club in Haringey, from a social, physical, and just an interaction element. And you're glowing, Laura. Fair play to you. So keep on going. Keep on swimming. Keep us in the loop with all the galas and the gold medals, won't you? But for now, Laura and Dave, thanks so much for joining us on the latest Active Together podcast.
You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
If this story has inspired you, remember, it's not about what you do or how much you do. It all counts to get out and get active. And if you're part of an organisation wondering what you can do to help others to get active, visit getoutgetactive.co.uk, where you'll find lots of information and resources to help get you started.